Is there anyone who would like to share something that the Lord sealed in them or spoke to them during the Fresh Encounter weekend? I know for many of us it was more of an inward work, and I, for one, was not entirely prepared for some of the things the Lord surprisingly said or did within my heart. Whoa, calm down, not all at once. Yeah.
There was a lot of things. It was really good, but the one thing that stuck with me the most that shouldn't have been a new revelation to me, but it seemed like something I hadn't thought about before when Tim said, no, you're Tim. Brian said, if the blood of Jesus was enough to wash away our sins, then it stands to reason that it's enough to wash away the sins done against us.
Right.
And the offenses that we hold on to, if we are in Jesus, should be washed away. But we tend to keep carrying them and carrying them. That was huge for me.
Yeah, if he can make it as if we've never sinned, surely he can make it as if we've never been sinned against. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? It's dangerous for me to walk backwards. Jeremiah, would you like to share something? Well then, okay, when you raise your hand, I'm going to take you seriously, buddy. Oh, you laughed loudly. See, that's getting my attention too. Oh my, it's a dangerous day. This microphone's coming to people. Okay. With that said, then I would like to ask, oh man, she's leaving. Hannah, are you leaving? You have child needs. You got them, Steve? Hannah came to me then on the Tuesday of our Thanksgiving box. It is kind of hot in here, isn't it? I'm paying very close attention today. My goodness, why are my senses are really attuned to you guys. Focus. Thanksgiving box giveaway, I think, is, to me, one of the highlights of our year. I spent the bulk of my time this year in the sanctuary praying, so I didn't get to really see as much of the wonderful contact with people, but man, Nikki and Anita did a fantastic job. While I was in here, Hannah came and she shared a dream that she had, and I would like to share it, or her to share it with the rest of us, if you don't mind. Do you want me to come to you?
Steve and I have just recently felt a real urgency for ourselves as well as for the church to just really dig deeper and just really take serious our relationship with God and just really walk in the plan that he has for us and just to really start taking it seriously and to not only look like Jesus on the outside but on the inside in our hearts as well. And the things that are private and secret. And I had a dream that I saw our church, Gateway, and we were all walking forward together almost joyfully with a purpose. And it was a little hard to walk. It was kind of burdensome to move forward, but we were moving forward. But we didn't realize that there were snakes wrapped around our ankles. And they were making it hard for us to move, but we were all oblivious to them. And I really feel like that represents just maybe bondage or something we're holding on to, whether it's unforgiveness or hurt, like Beth said, or whether it's some addiction or some sin or just something that we're holding on to that if we would just let it go and throw it off, we could just move freely in God's plan for us and his will for us. And I just feel like it's really, really important to just ask God what it is for each of us that is holding us
right
back.
When Hannah came to me with that word, she said, "What in the world does that mean?" She was taking it very seriously, and we kind of chit-chatted a little bit. Turn to Hebrews 12, if you could, real quick. We kind of chit-chatted a little bit about what it might mean, and all of a sudden it occurred to me, You know, I think there's something here in Hebrews 12 that she might be referring to, that this dream might be referring to. And when I read this verse, Hebrews 12:1, for me at least, it snapped, as in it clicked into place, and I said, uh-huh, that's it. This is Hebrews 12:1. This is the New Living Translation. I realize I'm going to frustrate some of you by not using a more careful, precise translation. But I chose the New Living precisely because if God has me handing out Bibles like last time, I want it to be a Bible that someone who doesn't have any church experience can understand easily. So if you'll bear with me in here, my intent is to be faithful out there. Does that make sense? Okay, so those are the differences you're picking up in my translation. Okay, Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. When I read that, I said, uh-huh, that's it. The snakes are sins that in your dream we were not mindful of. We were oblivious. Our eyes were on Jesus, which is good, but we were not paying attention to the fact that there are sins that are weighing us down with the potential to trip us up. We're not dealing with them. Now, why would God share a dream with Hannah? So that she can feel spiritual? Brandon says no. I think God's inviting us to take inventory. I'll read the whole verse. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. This race that God has for us is for life. It's till death. I want to run this race till this body comes to room temperature and y'all throw it in the ground in a hole, throw dirt on it and walk back into the church. Until that time, I know that's graphic, but this is real, guys. We are going to die. There is appointed for a man to die, and then after that face the judgment. So I'm going to get a report card on how I lived. It's a short life. You only live once. And I want to live well. I want to live deeply in Christ. And I've found that I don't drift towards that ever. I drift the other direction with inattention. So I would like... Eric, you know how to do this. This is fascinating. You know what, youth group, when you put the 5-minute timer on the screen to tell the youth that in 5 minutes they need to be quiet and pay attention? Well, can... Love you guys. You're awesome. Could you put like a 3-minute timer on there? And so we can kind of just take 3 minutes. I mean, surely you can give the Lord 3 minutes to... That's a joke. I know you can. And I have total faith in you for this. Let's take 3 minutes and take some inventory and ask the Lord, are there any snakes around my ankles? And for Hannah, I won't share very detailed specifics, but I'll share a generic. For Hannah, there was a particular person that she was tempted to hold offense against. And what we did was we gathered in a circle and she prayed blessing over them. And that this person who, there was a betrayal there, and there was some... Okay, I don't need to go into it. But that was a snake for her. That was holding her down, and her heart wasn't as free to become love, because we were made in the image of love. And now in Christ, we're supposed to be able to be redeemed back into the image of love and really be free and free indeed. It's not slogans that we sing on Sunday. It's truth that we get in our lives. So let's take 3 minutes and pray about what yours might be. And I'm not going to try to be the Holy Spirit for you, because he's really, really good at his job already. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Eric. I'm not asking you to come up and say yours into the microphone. for obvious reasons. But this morning I got the wonderful privilege of experiencing God's grace through the body. I confessed a sin to a brother that I had already confessed to the Lord and repented of, and had been walking in obedience in the interim. But I was like, God, I this is holy stuff to come and minister to the body, and I want to be squeaky clean. So I went to a brother, and you know, it's just one of these things, guys. Humility is, you'll never be joyful unless you're humble. Your self-pity comes from pride. Your despair and discouragement are evidences of pride. If there was somebody who was broken and humble before the Lord and had exchanged their self-focus for the adoration of God and the acceptance of whatever he wills, that person would be the most joyful person on the planet. You know, Jesus, in Hebrews 1:9, it says, you have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, anointed you with the oil of joy beyond all your brethren. There was no one happier on the planet than Jesus. There was no one more humble on the planet than Jesus. So I know that what I'm about to ask you to do is very terrifying to some of you, but I'm going to ask that you stand up, and if you can, you confess this sin to somebody and pray for each other. All right? So go ahead on your feet. And if you don't want to participate, that's fine. Just stay seated, and nobody's, or I'm not judging you for that. I understand we have different comfort levels and trust levels, and trust is earned. And some of you are on a journey where you're not ready yet to be standing up and confessing sins to each other. But to some of you, you are ready. So this time we're going to take 2 minutes, and I'm going to let you guys pray for each other for 2 minutes. At the very least, those of you who are seated who are not comfortable confessing your sins to another person, please use this time to do business with God, okay? Jesus. Okay, Carolyn. You can just share this while they're still praying.
In January of last year, I became aware of a lie that I believed that I really wanted freedom from. It was in regard to belonging, and it affected almost every area of my life negatively. And I had heard Tammy talk about the Sozo ministry, but just sort of brushed that off. I didn't think that what I felt was that big of a deal, but by the end of January, I was just pretty miserable, and I signed up for Sozo either the end of January or the very beginning of February. And the things that God showed me and the truth that he showed me has completely changed my life. So if there's lies that God showed you today, if those snakes are things that you're not able to let go of by yourself, that you right. need some help right. to unravel, to really connect with the truth of who you are as a daughter or son of a king, the Sozo Ministry team is available here at Gateway, and it's an amazing time for you to connect with your Heavenly Father, for you to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in a way you've never heard it before. So I just say to you, if some of those snakes, if you need some help to find freedom, there are people in this congregation that are ready and willing yep. to help you with that, to bring you to the Father together and pray through it with you in a way that's so amazing.
Thank you, Carolyn. Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
I'm not real big on this part of talking, but I'll give it a shot. When Tim was talking earlier about snakes and the Lord, you asked the Lord to bring up something that was going on with you that you might not be aware of. That's one issue. And for those of you that heard from him in that, that's wonderful. But there can also be things that you're well aware of that you've decided you're never going to get free of.
Yeah.
That's also a lie. And if you have an area in your life that you have just compromised on, and it's you've given up, basically. You've said, that's just going to be how it is, because that's just how I'm made. You don't have to have that. You don't have to live with that. You don't have to live with that compromise. And that goes along with what Carolyn was saying. And as Tim was asking, you know, for us to pray, I realized that I'm dealing with some unbelief. And it does permeate areas of your life. It can permeate every area of your life. And I'm the last person who should be dealing with unbelief. When I look at my life and what he has set me free from and the prayers that he has answered and the healing of my daughter and the healing of my marriage and the healing of my life, I'm the last person who should be dealing with that. But I think we all struggle a little bit in that area. And it's always good to go to the Lord and say, am I believing enough for this? And belief is a choice just like love is a choice. It's not some magic thing you can conjure up, but it is something you can decide on. And you can say, I will believe you for this because your word says you're true and you're right and you're loving and you're kind and all my good you care about. And that can, that truth can make a difference.
Yeah. So, thank you, Mark. Actually, Rusty and Linda, would you care to share your what you see? And is this too soon? Is this use your own wisdom? But I am creeping closer and closer with this microphone, so you know.
When we moved here, you know, we said to God, where do you want us to be? Where do you want us to be? Who, under whose leadership, and where can we serve? And he brought us here. We were, like, really excited to be here. But he's also, because one of my prayers is always, God, let me see what you see. Let me hear. Let me feel. And he's done that for us. But we just see a lot of, especially couples, that are just really hurting, really lost, really struggling, and they're believing a lot of lies that, like Mark said, you're aware of it, and some of you aren't, like Hannah said. And we feel like there's a lot of people that have lost hope. That they feel like there's just no way that they can get out from under what they're under. And when Rusty and I got out from under our stuff, we told God, use us. Let our mess be our message. That we can give people hope. That if he can turn us around, turn our marriage around and our finances and our health and our it was just one son at the time. If he can turn all that around for us, he's no respecter of persons, then he can do it for anyone. And he's just put that passion and that desire in our hearts to be able to minister to other couples and families and help them live the life that Jesus died to give them.
Yeah. So what are the snakes that, if I brought Hannah's dream to you, I would say, you as you pray for us as a family, what are the snakes that you would like to take a hoe to and chop their heads off?
There's a very big spirit of mammon. There's a very big spirit of oppression.
So mammon, you mean finance?
Yeah.
There's never enough. The feeling that there's never enough.
There's a lot of people, and we recognize it because we were there, that they're trying to fill a void with things, with homes and cars and clothes and vacations. And they are living, it's a lie. Mammon will always leave you wanting more and thinking if you just make this much more money or if you just buy this one more thing, that it will fill the void that only Jesus can fill.
Right.
And that's what we lived under for quite a while.
Right.
And God certainly doesn't mind us having things. He just doesn't want things to have us.
That's a good word.
Lust is a really big one, too. We know that there's a lot of, so far it's just been men that we've talked to, but it's big. There's a lot of pornography, and some men have come and talked with Rusty, and he's been able to pray with them. We've had some women come to me. When we were in Florida, that was something that Rusty was set free of. You know, he knows, he understands what men are dealing with because he was there and he struggled through it and it was hard on our marriage. And God had to show me that I needed to come alongside of my husband. He wasn't choosing to do this or to hurt our family. That it was something just like when there are people with alcoholism or gambling, any type of addiction, it was something that I needed to come alongside of him. And once I got out of the way and looked at that, looked at it through the eyes that God was giving me to see my husband, then that just changed everything. And now we're stronger for it, and Rusty's been able to minister to a lot of men in Florida, and now, you know, some coming to him up here as our testimony of what we've been through gets out more and more.
Yeah. There's another one, oppression. What do you mean by when you say the word oppression? What do you mean?
That was something that God let me experience too. And Dennis and Beth were, and Bob and Diane were key in that too. It's like a weight. It's like a heaviness that it comes on so subtly. At least it did for me. That I didn't even know I was under it at first. And it's just the enemy's way of just continually pushing down and pushing down to where I was starting to believe these lies. Mm-hmm. And I was starting to even have, like, depressed feelings, and I was starting to have some anxiety. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until one day I came back and Rusty was sitting on the bed. He was reading something. And I just looked at him and I was like, gosh, I feel so alone, like you're never here for me. And it was like as soon as I said it, the light went off because I knew that that was a lie.
Right.
And then God just started bringing people, like Dennis and Beth and Bob and Diane, that just started like praying for me and for us and sharing what they were seeing too. But I know that God let me experience that so that it gave me even more compassion for the people that are struggling under it and want to get out from under it, or right. for those that don't even know they're there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that?
Yeah. And your heart in sharing this is not to say, man, you guys are a mess.
No.
That's not your heart, is it? No. Your heart is, oh, man, I wish we could live the songs we sing, you know. You want to pray for that issue, or for the several issues that you've identified here?
Okay.
Am I pushing you guys pretty far today?
Just a little.
Okay.
Yeah. Father, I thank you so much. I thank you that your love for us is greater than any love we've ever experienced. And Lord, I pray right now against these spirits of oppression and lust and mammon. Fears. Lord, I pray against that right now, and I know that Jesus, you're here, that your Holy Spirit is here, that you're with us, and you want to set us free. You want to give us eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to feel what you see and hear and feel. I pray for just this amazing breakthrough that I know that you've been waiting for this body to experience, and some have already experienced, and they can walk on the other side and walk out of that prison and say to others, it's worth stepping out and it's worth breaking free from. God, I pray for those that don't want to walk out of the prison because of fear. I just pray against that right now, and I just pray that they'll feel a sense of encouragement and a sense of strength that can only come from you, that each and every day they'll draw on your strength to get them through and guide them, and that you'll bring people alongside of them to minister to them just like you did for Rusty and I. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we worship you today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.